Good morning. A storm system will impact the region throughout the course of the day today with a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and plain rain. Some high terrain areas will see a significant accumulation of ice as temperatures remain close to the freezing mark for the entire day. Precipitation type will be highly dependent upon elevation, and elevations that are below 500 feet will need to be monitored for possible periods of near freezing temperatures. In addition to the high that is moving in from Quebec in close proximity to a developing low off the mid-Atlantic coast, this is going to allow for winds within our region to strengthen as well, especially for the higher terrain areas. Southeasterly winds should become sustained between 10 and 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. The Berkshires, Southern Greens, and Northern Litchfield Hills should experience the strongest winds given the favorable wind direction, which could actually help to enhance ice accretion Monday morning and weaken any ice-covered tree branches. With that in mind, power outages may also become more widespread under these kinds of conditions. Heading into the night tonight, we will see our rain transition over to some sleet and then even some light snow in a few areas before transitioning over to some freezing drizzle as we head into Tuesday morning. Expect to find some patches of slippery spots on roadways throughout the duration of this storm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a major winter storm is to bring significant snow and ice to portions of the upper Midwest and the Northeast. Additional snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches with locally higher amounts are possible. Gusty winds will create blowing and drifting snow and dangerous travel conditions. Heavy snow and icing are also expected across portions of the Northeast and New England through Tuesday as moisture from the system surges northward and a surface low intensifies off the coast. Elsewhere, a storm system moving towards the Pacific Northwest will bring widespread rain and mountain snows to much of the Northwest beginning on Tuesday and lasting into the new year. In terms of temperatures across the nation, well above normal conditions will continue through Monday across the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic, moderating back towards normal by Tuesday following the passage of the cold front. Current conditions in Mount Washington, New Hampshire, temperature is at 25 degrees with light snow freezing and fog present and some low drifting. Winds are at 16 miles per hour coming from the northwest. Current conditions for Eureka in Nunavut territory, we are looking at blowing snow with temperatures at negative 32 degrees Celsius. The current conditions in Albany right now, we are looking at light drizzle with fog and mist present as temperatures are around 35 degrees. Dew point is 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is at 85%. Wind coming relatively calm right now, and the barometer is at 29.98 inches and rising. The past 24-hour temperature extremes in the lower 48 states ran from a high of 86 degrees in Naples, Florida, Immokalee, Florida, Panther West, Florida, and Miles City, Florida, to a low temperature of negative 26 degrees at Peters Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain showers with highs in the low 40s. In Boston, rain and sleet with breezy conditions and highs in the mid to upper 30s. And in Buffalo, we are looking at rain showers with highs reaching into the low 50s. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climatology, yesterday the high was 41 degrees while the low was 26, both of which is a departure of 9 degrees from normal. In regards to snowfall, no snow fell yesterday here in Albany, and month to date we are at 27.5 inches of snow, a departure of an additional 14.9 inches of snow. Snow depth is currently at zero, and we have had 29.8 inches of snow since July 1st, a departure from normal of 14.1 inches. Today's average high is 32 degrees, while the average low is 16. The record high was 53 degrees, set back in 1984, while the record low of negative 21 was set back in 1933. Today's sunrise is for 7:25 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:30 p.m., a total of 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at freezing rain and sleet throughout the course of the day today, as highs stay right around freezing. For the night tonight, sleet transitions over to some snow before going back over to some freezing drizzle overnight as temperatures drop down into the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of the interior southern New England, rain showers stick around throughout the course of the day as highs stay near the mid-30s, and for the night tonight, a mix of rain and sleet as temperatures drop down towards the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at rain showers for the day today as highs reach into the mid to upper 30s. For the night tonight, some patchy rain and snow, and then some freezing drizzle as temperatures drop down into the low 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at freezing rain and then rain showers throughout the course of the day today as highs stay near freezing. For the night tonight, freezing rain and then freezing drizzle as our temperatures drop down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to the southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we're looking at a mix of rain, freezing rain, and sleet as highs stay right around the low to mid 30s. For the night tonight, rain transitions to sleet and then to some snow as temperatures drop down into the low 30s and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are looking at another chance for a mix of rain and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s. For Wednesday, we are looking at chance for some flurries in the higher elevations, otherwise partly sunny skies, highs in the low 40s. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy, as we have a chance for some rain to arrive with highs in the low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.